Puritat, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. Puritat moving in sale on now.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look rush hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. No goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for Puritap. Don't miss the crazy prices of their massive moving in sale. Water purifiers, designer taps, they're all priced to go. Call Puritap 133 502.
Oh, g'day Wednesday, g'day Thursday crowd. Welcome, welcome.
You don't even know what day it is, mate.
I've lost track of time.
What's happened?
Well, I've been so busy painting the house.
Yeah, the paint fumes are getting to you again.
I don't know where the hell I am, but welcome family to the Rush Hour. We are global. We are all around the world. Make sure you back us in. But Bern and I are up and about and looking forward to the next hour and a half. Lots to get through. Grand final, not far away, young Bern, Richmond v Geelong. And congratulations to South Australian field umpire Craig Fleer. He becomes the first SA field umpire to officiate the AFL grand final. He will do our state proud. So well done to Craig Fleer.
Yep.
Becomes South Australia's ever field umpire in a grand final.
Yes, no deliberate out of bounds and no holding the balls either.
No, and congratulations to boundary umpire Maddie Konicki.
Yep. No, you're nailing these words, aren't you, these names.
And emergency goal umpire Stephen Axon. Well, all South Australian boys.
You're none from three.
Yeah, congratulations. Welcome to my young man, Bernie Vince. Now, you've had a haircut.
Yes.
You've had a spray tan. Your teeth look white and you've got some nice clothing on. How are you, buddy?
He's got the tarot cash on.
No, well, I had a bit of filming stuff I had to do this afternoon for some other shows I do. The Saturday Rub.
Hang on. Well, this is this is your priorities here, mate. You're back on Dead Set Legends this Saturday.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
what brand's that, Bern?
That's a nice Peter Jackson number.
Oh, right.
I thought you only wore that to the tribunal.
The last time I wore it was at the tribunal. Twice. I got in a fight last time I was at the tribunal.
God, honestly, what am I doing
with you? Promotion for the sales team, Jazz. So for you. I'm working for Hayden. Jazz. I'm working for the whole team, the company.
Of you, mate.
So Ed did it for nothing too, Jazz, you wouldn't have done.
No, hang on. No, I'm not rude.
Oh, sorry. I know.
We do things for love, mate.
We do.
How much is your contract this year, Jazz?
I haven't even signed it yet. Now
he's leaving.
Big Brownless will have a chat to us.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that because I've heard he's a little bit nervous, Bill, because big week this week with Geelong down there. He's got the pubs and, you know, he hosts Mad Monday for Geelong, so he's very tight with that group. And he's just a little bit, I've heard he's just sweating a little bit fidgety at the moment. So we'll ask him about that.
Okay, what else we got to do, Bern?
We've got a surprise for Bernie Vince coming up straight after Billy Brownless. That's going to be in like not even 10 minutes.
Redback scored, Jazz.
Oh, that's what I was going to... Yeah, what's going on down there at Carrington Oval? We're playing Tassie. Day four, what's happened?
Well, Travis Head has single-handedly saved Greg Blewett's job. He's on 120 at the moment, Jazz. Not out. 118 to be specific, not out, off 148 balls. Right. So playing pretty aggressive too.
So it'll be a draw? Will this be got points already because they won first innings?
Yeah, well, no. How does it Tassie work? Well, I don't even know how
the
it works.
System. I'm so confused. It's a bit like the AFL draft.
Yeah, and it is. And it's like the, you know what it's like? The free agency bloody compensation picks. Now, Roo sent us that article last night. Yeah. Did you understand it?
Oh, I didn't know, but we're going
to... Well, why'd you write back? Oh, great read. Yeah, that explains it. And I said, I was honest and I said in that group message, I've got no idea what's going on.
Shit.
And you're like, thanks, Roo. I'm all over it. And I'm going, I was text you on a separate message. Thanks for bringing this up. On a separate message going, seeing you know what's going on. What's going on? You go, I've got no idea. I just wanted Roo to think I was smart.
We have our very dear friend Billy Brownless joins us. The Geelong great passed out in four grand finals, but he joins us. G'day, William.
G'day, boys. Great to speak to the boys from 3CS in Colac. Always good to speak to you, boys.
Hey, no need to be like that, Bill. We're always big supporters of yours.
Jesus.
No. Hey, Bernie, great to speak with you, my friend. And hey, Jarman, what a star.
Yes.
Always good. And the rush hour, you've got it flying over there. It's just flying all around Australia. Right.
Well, you boys led the charge. You know, we're following your footsteps there, William.
Don't I know that? Wow, William.
Don't massage his ego. Stop it.
You got Bernie trying to do a Billy Bake or whatever, which goes on for 6.5 minutes and puts everyone to sleep.
Yeah, hey, you wouldn't read about it. I actually write my own, Bill, but...
Yes, good boy, Bernie.
Hey, I want to talk to you about this weekend, Bill.
How
much does it mean for the people in Geelong? Because following the Cats down there is like a religion.
It is. Spot on, mate. And it's been very quiet, I must admit. Once they got through to the grand final after last week, and I suppose obviously no footy in Victoria, but they've slowly now got the flags on the windows and on the cars and on the aerials, and they've got the balloons in the shop front. And there's blue and white all around the joint, and people are just starting to talk about it now. So better late than never, and it's just starting to build up now. But it's a strange old week, and there's no parade.
No.
You're just waiting to see what happens up there in Queensland. You hear Tomahawk's got he had coronavirus. I thought, what's going to happen here and stuff like that. But no, we're ready to go now.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous? Are you confident? What are the emotions going through Bill Brownless's body at the moment?
Believe it or not, I am a bit Ian Nankervis. I'm a bit nervous. Don't worry about that. So you do get nervous, but you can't do anything about it. So what you become, and I said this to Eddie too, what do you become when you get very passionate about your side? You become a fiddick and nuffy. And, like, you know, you're barracking for him, and then you're yelling at the bloody umpires, they're wrong. And then you're yelling at someone else, and you're yelling at your own players, and you're yelling at the opposition, and you become this bloody stupid nuffy. And then if you look back on yourself, you're going, what's going on, mate? Come on. But you do. I love the club, and you're passionate.
No, you are, William, and we love you for that. But you got no hope against Richmond on Saturday. Richmond thrive in the wet.
How do you work that out, Fat?
Well, hang on. Richmond thrive in the wet. You don't cope with the wet conditions, and they're too quick for you at ground level. And where's the ball going to be there, William?
Probably on the ground if it rains, which they expect in cyclone.
No shit, Sherlock.
Expecting cyclone Tracy or something.
They are. Correct, William. That's why. Yeah, that's what I'm nervous about Geelong for. That's why.
Yeah, I know. And you're right. Richmond, they are a better on ground. But certainly, that's not going to help Tom Lynch. It's not going to hurt Jack Revolt and these guys. They're pretty tall up forward. I know they got that small forward line. But the Cats are all right in the wet. Tomahawk, for one, is a very good player. I don't know why or how, but he's a very good player in the wet. So I know I'd rather at a good... Because we'd all want to see a good spectacle. So we all want to see a great night, no greasy ball, just and fairnick and footy, because both sides... are unchanged. Yep. Both sides are at full strength. So you're going, both sides are going to be going at it. It'd be great if it can just hold off and we see a really good night of footy.
Yeah, imagine if this game was at the MCG. There'd be people everywhere.
Yeah, would.
Hey, who stops Dusty? Now, we've seen teams just continue not to give him, not go with him. Do you stop him? Do you get someone to run with him? Because people are talking about he's the best finals player ever.
Well, if he wins another Norm Smith, he will be. He'll have to be. But but I think you get someone to run with. Like Guthrie, Cam Guthrie's done a bit of that. Yep. So, or Joel Selwood. One of those two you would think would man up on him at the stoppages, and they just don't let him run free like he has been. So they go with him, and probably Guthrie runs a bit more with him there. But then if he goes forward... There's a couple of boys. College Asney's been really good, and he's strong. He won't get pushed out of the road like Byrne Jones last week.
Yeah.
Or Tom Stewart, who's a very good overhead
Tommy
mark.
Stewart.
So they've got a couple of boys down back that might be able to do that.
Good boy.
Now,
man.
I'm a bit worried about
What's
you
wrong, Byrne?
Come Sunday morning. Now,
William.
You've got the Sunday footy show. That's a 10 a.m. start. You have to drive back from Geelong. And if the Cats get up, is there going to be any
three
sleep?
Parts, William, aren't you?
I'll be four parts to the win. I will be grillers in the mist. Don't worry about that.
Grillers in the responsibly, mist. Please.
Oh, William.
But I tell you what will be interesting. If Geelong win it, what happens to the supporters? They'll go mad. They'll just get down the streets and run out the streets. And
I think
if Richmond win it, they'll be out in Swan Street.
They'll be riots.
They'll go mad there.
Yeah, they will.
Because they've been locked up and housed up for so long, people will just want to get out and do something, you know. So it'll be very interesting times.
William, JB, obviously the captain of the Rush Hour team around the country. Now, he leaves us some voicemail messages over the weekend for Bernie and I. And we need you to pass on to James. He's got to stop it. But here's some of the messages he's left us.
Oh. Jarman, it's Brayshaw. You are so fat. When you fell in love, you broke it. You're fat. Jarman, it's Brayshaw. Shut up, fat. Your forehead is so big, it goes to the back of your neck. You're fat. Jarman, Brayshaw. You are so fat. When you go down to Henley, the seagulls hide their food from you. You're still fat. Jarman, Brayshaw. You are so fat. When you skip a meal, the stock market crashes. You're fat.
So there you go, mate. That's what we cop on the week, don't we, Burn?
Yeah, it's a bit unfair.
Come on, Jimmy. Can't
mate, I've got some bad news for you. That is not Brayshaw.
Isn't it? Well, I thought it was.
Who is it then?
No. I never listened. That's not Brayshaw's
that's
voice.
Jimmy Brayshaw, you knucklehead.
Hey, fat, it's not Brayshaw, I'm telling you.
Who is fatty? I got fat one, fat two.
I'm not confused.
I don't know.
I'm
elite. Now I'm getting
confused. Skinny. I'm skinny with
fat. I'm fat and he's fatter.
hey, Bill, I got told to ask you a question. Right. Now, what are you wearing currently at the moment?
Oh, no.
Well, I'm nude.
Have you got your plums out?
No, I've heard you've gone full nuffy and you've pulled an old polo out you've been wearing all week and it just doesn't quite fit like it used to after COVID lockdown. What's happening?
I've got the Geelong football polo on with Ford and also cotton on and GMHBA. You're spot on.
Oh,
and
yes,
it's been in the back of my car for a couple of months and Jars will relate to this. Yes. And I pulled it out. I thought I'd put it on. So I jumped into it. I can't get out of it now. I actually can't get it off.
Why have you been wearing it all week? You can't get
it off. Oh, you're a love. Before you let you go, the Footy Show Grand Final Eve at My Room Telethon. It's a wonderful cause, and all you guys put your hand up to help out, William, for Channel 9.
Yeah, it's spot on, mate. It's a really good one, this thing. My Room Children's Cancer Charity. We're on Friday night with Bet. I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see who wants to host because, you know, as we know, Chompers Jones, he hosts.
Oh, yeah.
But Beck Madden's come on, the Queen, she wants to host. So there will be a bit going on there to see who does host. Shane Crawford's there. We're giving away.
Yeah.
We're donating, Simmons Homes have donated a house and package to go in the Hammer. It all goes to My Room, which is a very, very good charity.
Done.
Channel 9 has raised more than $5 million for My Room throughout the annual Room Telethon. So it is a really something good for to find a cure for that a cancer for kids, mate.
Keep up the good work, mate. And look after my boy, Burn. He's on the rub this weekend, I hear.
I know. I like Burn. He's showing a bit. He's just starting to get a bit big also, but we love the way Burn goes about it.
What, big in the guts region? Or I thought that was what you meant to do.
Yeah, no, that's nowhere else. Jeez, wow.
Hey, and sort out your poxy quiz because no one listens to it over here. What a shambles.
They love it. They love it. Look, we haven't got an ad break because it goes that long.
See you, mate. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Good on you, boys. Well
love
done.
You, mate. This morning. On the breakfast show, Rupert and Ditz
had
the
now?
Brownlow medalist on for a bit of a chat. Lachie Neal, an Adelaide boy from Kobe Light, Kobe Bolight, mate.
Yes.
And what a wonderful young man and terrific, terrific winner of the Brownlow medal.
Yes, he is.
That name should be changed to something else, but anyway, we'll do
Brownlow?
Yeah, we should do
to
it.
What?
To what?
The Jarman?
No, the Australian football medal. The Brownlow medalist is for the best player in the VFL competition. Am I right?
No.
Yes, I am.
No.
And since when have we been a national competition?
So 87 or something?
Right. Well, we're a national competition. And with respect to the Brownlow family, no, it should be changed to another medal. It should be called a new medal. You don't call it the Brownlow because that's for the best VFL player, Burn.
I've got some news for you, Jazz. It won't be changing, so let's move on. Now, what do you got?
Well, I think it will be changing because I've got some blokes in my corner that want it changed, all right?
Do you want to have another bet?
Yeah, I'll give you another bet.
How far do you want to run this time, mate? Oh. And what wearing?
Now, don't start me now.
I'm firing him up. Get to it. What do you got here? You've forgotten, haven't you?
This is a late birthday present for you, Burn.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You had your birthday present. And this is what young Lachie Neal said to the boys on Brekkie this morning.
And you're a Port Adelaide fan. Yeah, I was a Port fan. Sorry, Roo.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was a Port man, and I actually, probably when I was about 15, 16, I actually started following the Crows a bit more once Bernie was drafted to the Crows. Dad coached him at Border Districts in the country for a year.
Yeah, right.
So I took a bit of an interest there, and I actually probably ended up watching more Crows than Port the last couple of years.
Good decision.
And I suppose started taking an interest in Bernie's career, and when I went to a game, I'd watch him and his running patterns and things like that, and yeah, so I enjoyed watching both teams in the end.
As long as you didn't watch him off the ground, you would have been right as well.
How do you feel?
My friend.
He's acknowledged you, young man.
I feel like I've won a Brownlow there.
You've inspired him.
I've inspired him. Yes, oh, Jazz, I'm an influencer.
You are, Bert.
I've always said that. And people follow me. And that's as Neil Craig said, you're a leader. You lead people, but not always up the right path. Yeah. But they
nice
do follow
that?
Me.
How nice
good
is that?
There
you
well
go.
Done. Thank you, Lockie. That's very well nice. But I did. When I left school, his old man got me a job down the southeast working at Elders Narracourt. I worked with him and basically just loaded trucks with rainwater tanks and fence posts and, you have to be an intellect to do that sort
of
stuff.
But it got you prepared for the...
It did. But Lockie used to ask for our running sessions and stuff. Well, he'd come and ask me and I said, mate...
Okay.
Probably the wrong bloke. Yeah. I live with Nathan Van Berlow. Yeah. Why don't you just go ask him? Really? Nah, running programs.
No, but
I run to the right
patterns.
Spot.
Did he say running patterns?
Yeah, running patterns, he said. Yeah, he used to watch me on game day. Yeah, I said, I'm a game day player.
Where's your running patterns?
No, running.
Well, you just zigzagged you out there.
But Jazz, I was very much like you. Just got to the right spots at the right time. It's all about timing. You don't have to be quick. You don't have to be quick if you're there before they think about getting there, Jazz.
Quick up here.
Up here.
Up here in the noggin.
Down there for dancing, up there for romancing.
Overnight, we know that Brad Crouch nominated the St Kilda Football Club, but Kyle Hardigan, who's been a wonderful servant for the football club, he's nominated the Hawthorn Football Club.
Big surprise.
Big surprise.
Yeah, big surprise for me.
For you, not for me, it's not, but Mark Ricciuto this morning on The Breakfast said this.
Kyle Hardigan has got an offer to play for Hawthorn, I'm led to believe. So he's an unrestricted free agent, so he can play for whoever he wants. Hawthorn have put their hand up for Kyle Hardigan, who's been a great servant of the Adelaide Football Club for a number of years.
All right, so you'll need one of your young boys to step up and play in defence.
Yeah, there's a couple of kids there that you saw. Fisher McAsey, who was a top draft pick last year, will be a year older, and young Jordan Butts, who you saw a couple of times as well, plus Daniel Talia, obviously still there to hold up the back line, and Tom Duday, hopefully he'll be back in the side as well.
The Hawthorn Footy Club lost James Frawley this year. He announced his retirement. Yep. So that's a like-for-like.
There
perfect in and out of that full-back line. They picked up Sam Frost the year before too, who helps out. But he's more of a sort of a second tool, you'd say. Mm. So he had to do a lot of the bulk work this year. So it makes sense. And he is from Victoria.
But 3 years?
Kyle Hardigan. But that's a surprising thing. I wasn't surprised that he went to another club.
And
I was
we wish him well because he's a ripping fella, but not 3 years.
No, I thought
he's 29 years old.
You have to give two to get him to your club, but three was a... Okay, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, I wish him good luck. He's a good fella, actually.
And here's Roo talking about Brad Crouch family, about his departure.
Yeah, there's a 5-year deal on the table. That's what people are quoting out there in the world of football. So what that means for Brad and for St Kilda and for Adelaide is that now the clubs have to get together and work out... once they find out what the deal is, what they think the compensation pick will be, and if Adelaide are happy for that and happy for to let him go, then they can do that, and St Kilda can get him for nothing, and Adelaide get a compo pick. Realistically, all the reporting is that at this stage it's unlikely to be high enough to be for pick two, but no one knows that for sure. It could be about pick 20,
right?
And then Adelaide have to make a decision whether they match. If they match, then you can trade with St Kilda, who have got pick 14, get something a bit better. So there's a lot to play out. But, yeah, the fact is he wants to go to St Kilda to play for them, which seems like a pretty good fit where they're at and strengthen up their midfield a little bit.
He was never going to stay at the Adelaide Crows, was he, Brad?
No, he's basically getting pushed anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's yeah
I totally agree, mate.
Hey, look, he's got himself sorted now. He's and had a little hiccup there in the off season as well, which wouldn't have helped the situation. But it's a very complex deal, the free agency compensation. Now I've read up on this, Jars, and I still am a little bit confused. But it's all about the length of the contract, which is 5 years. We now know the size of it needs to be up around that 700 mark for 5 years to be. Listed as that first round pick, so the pick two,
and then there's points involved.
Points, yeah, it's all on points. So then there's points for age. So eight, and the more points is the more chance you got of getting a higher pick.
Yeah.
So and he's in the lowest, he's in the highest points bracket because 26, I think, is 10 points from what I was reading. Yeah. And each year after that, you lose 2 points. So 8, 6, all the way to 30, and then after 30, 0 points. So you don't get as much compensation, obviously, because they can't play for as long after 30. So St Kilda want to get in for nothing. At the end of the day, I think they'll make sure that the contract is big enough. They might give him a little bit extra, which is Brad Kerrich is the winner here, isn't he? He's the winner here because they want to get in for nothing. So they'll pay him a little bit more to fit him into that category. So then Adelaide, they're happy with pick two. Because if they get it the second round and pick 20, they're going to go, no, we'll match it. And now we'll take your pick 14. St Kilda don't want to give that up.
No.
So I feel like they're going to make this happen. And Adelaide will end up with pick two for Brad Crouch.
Well done. And just quickly, Gil McLachlan, the AFL boss. Now, everyone's starting to talk about free agency. Is it disaster in the AFL competition? Is it working? Is it productive for AFL clubs and players? And don't forget, this started in 2012, right? Yes. End of the season 2012 that they brought in free agency. But here is Gil talking about, is it working?
We've been free agency a long time and there's not a huge body of evidence that it has. There's very few people, players, that actually go under free agency. You know, there is Tom Lynch and Jeremy Cameron, but it's hard to find a really elite player other than, you know, the very top in their prime who the club wasn't comfortable to let go. I mean, I think Brendan Goddard didn't really want to leave St Kilda, and there's examples like that. So the other part about it is that when players move, the clubs that they leave generally do okay out of it as well. So I don't believe free agency is distorting the competition.
Thoughts, quickly?
Well, Buddy Franklin, he was big. He forgot about him.
Yeah.
I think, the good teams get the free agents, just, and the poor teams lose out. So if that's what they want, if they want the strong teams to get stronger, keep going. But I think there needs to be a little bit of a change here because it's a little bit unfair.
Parenting advice is what I'm all about in this next little chat. And now, I'm telling you now, now your little son Harvey is going to develop into a beautiful young man. He's going to be talented. But there'll be one thing he does at home that will annoy not only his dad, it will drive his mother up the wall.
Oh, good. At least it's both of us.
Right. Now, when your siblings have long, long showers. I am up to here with the water bill.
Yep.
It's gone through the roof. Now, my two daughters have moved out.
Yes.
And that drove me nuts.
Right? Them moving out or?
I beg it, but what?
Them moving out water bill still?
No, well, the water bill.
Oh.
So the son, Stephen Andrew, 27 years old, who's now got a couple of rooms to play with, decides to have a shower. 45 minutes later, he's still in the bloody shower.
No. Someone broke the toilet.
45 minutes. Now tell me how long you have a shower for. I'm about no more than 6 minutes, or if not less.
I'm 5, 6, 7, or 8 minutes.
So you're in between that bracket?
Yeah, somewhere
there.
What
about abs?
She's about 10.
10?
10.
Yeah, Maz is about 14.
Yeah.
Don't hog the water.
I get bored in the shower, Jars.
I'm with you,
Bert. I need stuff happening in my life. I can't just sit there and look at the bloody glass.
So where's the limit? 133353. Give us a. Oh, we don't.
No, we don't do the phone show.
What's the limit? Is it a 5 minute limit? Is it
15? 10? 15 is absolute
tops.
I know it is, but if you go 45, 15's a bloody start, Jars.
I don't even want to know what he is doing in there for that long.
Jars. What is he doing in there for 45?
I have no idea. It drives his mother up the wall. Now, I've called him the shower hog.
Yes.
You know you got footy hogs?
Yes.
He's now called the shower hog.
Yes.
He just hogs the shower. Have you seen the latest water bill? Have you seen it?
Oh, my God. That's
your water
legit.
Bill?
That's
yes.
not legit.
Jeez, I thought it was your phone number. Is that long?
And you know where I go? I go outside and have a shower.
Yeah.
I go outdoors, cold shower outdoors. I'm the Wim Hof of Henley Beach.
Yes. Well, I don't go straight in the ocean to save yourself.
What'd you say then?
You go straight in the ocean to save yourself $3.
I do not. That's how I'm built.
No wonder you're salty.
Jeepers. But Burn, to little Harvey.
Yeah.
It is a conversation that you'll have to have early.
Yep. No, I'll be all over this. I'm not a waster.
See,
I don't like having the heater on too long. I don't.
Yeah.
It's not because I'm tight. I just don't like using energy.
No, that's it.
Put it if you're cold.
There we go.
This is what happens. Yeah. I'm at home and the heater's blaring and they're wearing nothing. Yeah. How about putting a jumper on and see if that warms you up before you whack the heater on full bore?
What's Ab's got the heater on?
Well, she's in her bloody bikinis and got in the middle of winter with a heater on. Yeah. Just put the jumper on and a beanie maybe. You don't have to be in your bikini. I like what I see in the bikini. Don't get me wrong, Ab, but maybe just put a jumper on before you put the heater on.
But anyway,
and the same with the shower.
There you go.
You just need a quick wash under the... You only need a shower once every 3 days as well.
Get the bloody hose out. Just go out the front lawn and just hose yourself down.
The quiz is back.
The quiz is back.
Please.
And the response has been electric.
What's that?
Don't.
A bit of tumbleweed blowing across
the
studio.
What's that, an auger? Tumbleweed in Stansbury.
We don't get them.
No. Why'd you whack the quiz?
I'm not whacking it. It's
much
a fact.
Loved. I went Very to I went people. Freddie down at Canetto's. Loved it. All my shops down at Henley. Loved it. All my footy mates texting Burn.
Well, get them to bloody register.
How many we got registered?
Well, none. Mate.
Hey, what about Aldi and Snapper from Stansbury? Yeah, they had that's the all-time number one best quiz that show.
We should get them back.
No, they were none from five.
Let's get them back.
Let's get them back. Maybe to kick off the quiz week, Jazz.
Done.
When everyone has a laugh. Do you want me to get them on?
Yeah, let's get them on.
Can we make the questions easy, though? Because they couldn't even spell. They forgot their own names at one stage.
They didn't know who they were talking to with you and I.
Someone answered one right and they were all in shock. And we said, well, who was that? And then they all said their own name. And I, well, not all of you.
Snapper thought I was Dennis Committee.
Aldi, he
but
forgot
the
his
quiz
name.
Is coming back, family.
It is.
We want you on board. Where do they register?
TripleM.com.au. You are on the free TripleM app right now. There have been a few people that have gotten on board, so get on it. Big prizes on the line, Jars, including?
A lot of good prizes.
A lot of good prizes.
Don't throw the CIC under the bus.
No, I've learned it the hard way.
The other show we do, Burn, every Thursday, The Bump.
Yes, The Bump.
Dietmar, Roo, Limo, yours truly, fantastic.
Yes. Yep.
Good show coming out today. Now, Ditz is back in the chair because he had that little knee clean out and spent 6 weeks in hospital.
Yeah, intensive care.
Here is the great man, and we poked him. Ditch your knee. How is it?
Very good.
We missed you last week.
No, I'm all set, ready to play.
He was that good. He went for a 7-hour bender the next day just to test it out.
Ditch,
by the way, what did they find in your knee? Is it true that they found a squash racket signed by your hanger
car? Yeah, they did.
It's such a brutal sport,
it
squash.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Name you reckon, the top 10 toughest squash players.
You reckon that SAS is tough? Try playing squash.
Give me a bit of space, Roo, while I go through my favourite squash players.
Give us your top three hardest intimidating squash players other than Ditz.
There's no safety on that show.
Not on that
there?
Show.
It is
not
just brutal.
Yeah,
brutal.
And I told a funny story about my brother Darren Jarman.
What was it with the Jarmans and sleeping in gardens and stuff? After we won the flag in 98, we had the grand final parade, 100,000 people. John Olsen was premier.
That's it.
Called up Darren Jarman, nowhere to be seen.
It's a funny story.
The good old days.
So he jumped the fence and he landed in the rose bushes down at Glenelg and he just stayed there for about 7 hours.
Brent was woke him up.
And he's turned the TV on and there you all were, driving, and there was a cardboard cutout of DJ in the car.
Very funny story, that one.
Oh, he couldn't believe it. So he's washed himself and then went to the freezer, got another can and started again.
What, out of his... Oh, was that in his house,
it was
it?
Too late to get in there. So
oh,
he
I thought it was at someone else's house and he just went into the fridge and opened a can.
Anyway, that's the bump coming out shortly on the podcast, family. Get around it.
It really is. Morning. It's online, triplem.com.au.
It's already out, you doofus. Didn't you read the bit of paper? Talking about Ken Hinckley now, Jars, and his contract extension. Yep. He spoke about his future with Port Adelaide. Here he is.
No, I haven't. And you know what I'm like. I'll tell you the facts. The facts are I've got next year to run, and at this point, you know, me and the club haven't had any further discussions around that. You know, and I'm really comfortable with where it all is, and I was comfortable last year, and I'm still comfortable with where it is because I always think that if you do the job well enough, at some stage, you'll keep your position, and if you don't, the reality is in this game, you end up not doing the job for forever. So I'm just grateful and honoured to have been the job at Port Adelaide for 8 years now.
Well said.
Seems pretty comfortable, yeah, doesn't
absolutely.
He, Jars, where
he's
things
going
are
going nowhere.
Nah, he's not going anywhere. And then speaking of anywhere, he's been linked a little bit to the North Melbourne job. He ruled that out.
Not one bit, and there is not one interest in me leaving Port Adelaide Football Club at any stage because they've been so good.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Knock it on the head early.
For Port Adelaide supporters, I think that is a very good thing to hear. And he was also asked in that interview, Jars,
yes, Bern,
about the Fantasia deal. Now, Fantasia wants to come back to Adelaide. Yeah. Not sure what club yet, but he wants him to announce it before they go after him.
Yeah, we certainly will if the opportunity comes. If once Horatio and if he goes down the path of telling Essendon that he does want to leave and he does want to return home to Adelaide, well then there's two clubs that will speak to him. I can guarantee you that. And we've, as Chris said, we'll have had contact with his management and staff now. We'll make sure that we're ready for that decision if it comes. And we'd like to make sure that he thinks that we're a really positive place if that happens to he want to be a part of. And if he does, we all know that fit and firing, he's a really talented player. So both clubs will be wanting to get him.
Bit of interest there, Jazz.
Yeah, there is. I'd still like the Adelaide Crows to back in some of the local talent. James Rowe.
Yes.
From the Eagles. Surely they'd have to look at him.
No, they
James
will.
Rowe's a better player than Stengel. I'm being serious.
No, I know.
I've got nothing against young Tyson Stengel, but James Rowe makes things happen. And I know for a fact there's at least four or five, if not six, AFL clubs chatting to him as we speak.
No, he'll get picked up, Jazz. No doubt about it. And let's hope he stays local. But I thought the Bombers got a little bit cheeky, Jazz. I nearly passed out, in your words, when I heard this.
Yes,
they're asking for Ollie Wines for Fantasia.
The Bombers have asked about Ollie Wines for 8 years. We haven't said yes yet, so we're not likely to say yes today.
Dear persistent.
I had to be resuscitated after hearing that.
I've been trying to get you for 10.
Yeah, well, you got me eventually, but I blocked your number a few times. You kept changing.
Been a good show, Bern. Been
it's
busy.
Been a great show. Great
thank
show.
Thank you to all our global fans and our Australian fans and our state fans.
Yes, from Indonesia. I wonder if there's anyone listening on Mars Jars. Oh, that rhymes.
Oh,
Mars Jars.
Oh,
I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
A poet.
Hey, now, right.
What
time to make
got?
You smarter, Jars,
yes,
and that's not
do,
hard.
Man. Yes, you do.
Today, what I've looked at, and I'm theming today.
Yes,
facts.
Theme. Right, you are.
I've got some Australian world record facts.
Okay, Bern.
Okay,
nice.
Right. Here's the first one.
First up.
Did you know this, Jars?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I suspect you don't.
Okay, Bern.
Australia has the longest fence in the world. The longest fence.
Yeah, I knew that. Along the
Nullarbor. How long is it then?
It's along the Nullarbor.
No, it's not.
Yeah, everyone knows that. It's the longest fence.
No, how long is it then?
In the world.
If you get within 1,000, I'll...
It's over 100,000 kilometres long.
Shut up. It's 5,500 kilometres. You're only 95,000 off.
Well, I'm going to find a fence for you to lock you in so you never get out, you clown.
Jeez, that's a whack.
Yeah, you've obviously heard about that fence, Jars.
Right.
Well done. Good start.
Now, somewhere else.
Did you also know
that
Australia
yes, Ben.
Has the world's longest stretch of dead straight railway track?
Yes, I did, Ben. Yes, I did.
Well, oh,
and
you
it runs
do
from
that
Oraru
too.
To Oraru to Seaford.
Oh.
I give up. Shut his mic down. He's trying to. He's doing a Sean Craig Murphy to the quiz.
No,
you're trying to bring me down.
So where is it then?
It's from Adelaide to Darwin. It's the GAN. GAN.
What did you say then? It's a
GAN.
What? You said the GAN, though.
GAN, I said.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the name.
Where's
of
my Benny Hill music?
Cause right, I got one more.
No, come on.
Australia is also home to the world's... No, we just read that one. Home to the world's longest golf course, Jay.
Where is it, Bern?
That is in the Nullarbor. You went too early with the Nullarbor before.
They don't have a golf course or a resort there, do they?
Actually, I think I did get the fence length wrong because the golf course is 5,500 kilometres long.
You.
I forgot. I got that wrong. Do you know you have to drive, Jars, for this golf course? You get out your car, you play one hole.
Oh, speaking of getting
out. You get back in your car, you drive.
All right.
Jars! Jazz!
What?
Yeah, you get back in your car, you drive another couple of hundred kilometres, you get out and play another hole.
Yes, Bern.
And then you get back in your... Guess what you do after that?
Where are we, Bern?
You get back in your car again, you drive again, and you play another hole a couple hundred kilometres. No, Jazz, listen to me!
See you later.
Jazz!
Bye.
Puritap, now in Dudley Park. Check out the crazy prices. Puritap moving in sale on now.